Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we pick up in Simon Shin Beis, Sif Yud Beis, and what we're going to be continuing with is actually Halacha, Sif Yud Aleph. We're going to be taking with a Halacha that's not so well known. Misha Estacha Yodo Batit, if an individual, his hand became sullied by lime, so Mekancha Biznav Aznus, or Biznav HaPara, he should wipe off his hands with the tail of a horse or cow. And only those things that have thorns, that have things that are disturbing. But not with a cloth that is normally used to clean hands. So this halacha is not so well known. I looked around to see if anybody doesn't paskin this way, and we do paskin this way. And that is that if your hands become dirty, so you're not allowed to wipe your hands off on those things. Amapa shemikanchem po yadayim. Why? Because we're afraid what people would normally do is they would wipe their hands I'm choosing my words carefully. On that type of, I want to use the most precise word that as possible. That type of garment is not the right word. And you have any suggestions?
Rag? What are we doing?
Okay, with that type of rag that he normally. Then what would happen is that he would normally then wash it out. He would wash out the rag with water. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah really doesn't even spell that out, but that's the chash. The chash is that he's going to come to wash it out.
Same chash as last sif? Isn't it feud?
Let's leave Sifyud now for a second. Similar, that's why I want to leave it. Sifkatun and Zayin says the Mishnah Berurah. V'chein b'smartut, that was a word that originally comes to mind. In modern Hebrew, we use that often. A smartut is often a rag. But I didn't want to use that word. She'ein makbid alavim nistachlech o bakosa. So when it comes to a smartut, the Mishnah Berurah says lukula. Lukula, you're allowed to use it. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah is saying it's not only a mapa akasha, like sandpaper would be the only thing you could wipe your hands off. He says a smartut that you're normally not makbid, that it gets dirty. So here the point is, what emerges is, it's those items, those rags, that's I think a good word, those rags that you would normally not be concerned that get dirty. But anything that you would be concerned, then it would be a problem. So therefore, the Dirshu in Ha'ar 54 says, "Mapa raka shemikanchen bo'as eidaim, aser lekaneach shegozu shem yichabzena." If you have a softer type of item, and it would seem to me it would include a towel as well, so then in such a case it would be problematic. Why? Because people are makbid that their towels be clean, right? Your guest comes, you don't give him a dirty towel. A rag ain't a chanami. Before you came into my room, so we have a laundry room there. So we have a lot of dirty rags that we're not makbid on, but a towel we would be makbid on. And that is, by the way, bottom line. That is the halacha. The halacha is that one has to be careful about cleaning your dirty hands on those types of items. However, the Piskei Tshuva is the Dirshu comes up pretty short over here. The Piskei Tshuva has a little bit more, and he says the following. The Ein Tzarech Lomar She'Osur Be'Echleit Lenakot U'Lenakaneach Tinufim Elu Be'Begodim Omegavot Hamyuadim Lenigu Vayedayim Ve'Kelim. Those things that are designated for Niguv Yadayim Vekelim are going to be problematic. I saw in some sefer, maybe it was later on in the dirshu, but I did see that the one exception would be disposable items. Disposable items would not be problematic. So tissues and so on and so forth that you throw out, so there you wouldn't have the gzera, and that would be the eitzah. But I think this halacha is not well known, that we have, it's a black and white, it's a gzera, it's a gzera that goes back to the Gemara itself, about being mekaneach dafka on those things, that kederach shosu b'chol, v'yovo l'chabes hamapa. The, yes?
It's dafka in a case that where your hand is so dirty, presumably, right, that there's tit on your hand, that it'll
correct.
Really ruin the towel.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Not if you've cleaned your hands.
Yeah, we're not talking about drying your hands after an atilas yadayim or anything like that. Correct.
But what about taking a towel and cleaning up a spill?
That's a different story that if we have time tonight, we'll get to. That's the next halacha in Sifyud Beis. The Be'er halacha says something very interesting. It actually goes off topic. In Dibra Maschel, Mikancha Biznav Hasus, there's a technical kasha, which actually is very important in terms of halacha lemaisa. The Be'er halacha raises the question of that the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, says to wipe your hands on the tail of a horse. So he quotes the Tosefa Shabbos that says that we're not talking about an actual tail of the horse, because the horse is muktzah. The tail is also muktzah. So the Mishnah Berurah then raises the possibility that maybe the horse itself is muktzah, but its tail and possibly its fur, in such a case, would not be muktzah. That's what the Be'er halacha raises, Dimer Maschel Mikancha. But at the same time, Tosefa Shabbos disagrees. Rav Nevensal Shlita feels quite strongly that the Tosefa Shabbos is right, and we don't follow the Be'er halacha l'kula. And he says, at the end of the day, it's hard to imagine how the animal itself could be muktzah, and that fur is not going to be muktzah. Every once in a while, people suggest that you could pet animals on Shabbos because the fur is not muktzah. So there might be a Be'er halacha that seems to say that. All the Be'er halachas raya's are Rav Nevensal is doche, and it would seem to be that those who follow in that tradition should be machmir. Sifyud Beis. Also lenagev kos. That's your question that you raised, Daniel. And that is that it's prohibited to dry out a cup that has water inside. As you know, we are more makel than the Lydian translation. We'll explain shortly why. Or wine with a mappa. Those things are asur. Mishum da'asi lidei schita.
New reason.
Correct. And we're going to see that in the Mishnah Berurah Nun Ches. The Mishnah Berurah in Nun Ches quotes that there's some more Mekel who say that this halacha only applies in regards to Yayin and Mayim. And he says, no, the Pashtu says that applies to all things in Sifkaton Nun Ches. Sifkaton Nun Ches, the Mishnah Berurah fears ice. He develops exactly the anatomy of this halacha. If we take a look, earlier we had in Sif Tes, we had two different opinions, points out the Mishnah Berurah. Whether you say Shir Yoso Zei Kibuso, when it comes to an item that is clean, that it could very well be an item that's clean, there's no chash of kibus. That there were two deos in Sif Tes on an item that was clean. So says the Mishnah Berurah. And here the Mechaber is telling us as follows. Even if we're going to say that an item that's clean, there isn't a problem, Shir Yosu Zari Kibuso. However, there's another chash, and that chash is the chash of Schita, as Rabbi Yemin pointed out. The Chuvas Radvaz says that already in those days, people were already drying cups and plates. And that seems to be, at first glance, against the Psak of the Mechaber. Halfway through, Mishnah Berurah and Sifkaton Lamites. And then he suggests that, in general, the reason why there wasn't a chash is because the towels were relatively large, and you're not going to come l'day schita. The Radvaz then adds, if you're cleaning many, many utensils, and the towel is beginning to get soaked, so then in such a case, it's going to be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah just concludes that many of today's towels are made in such a way that you could dry quite a few of the utensils and you won't come lidei schita. But of course, if you would come lidei schita, so then in such a case, it would be a problem. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Sivkatan Samach, he says, the chashash about the kosos, the reason why the Mechaber was a little obsessed with cups, is because cups have a tendency that their opening is narrow. So if it's more narrow, then you have to, as you're showing with your arm, so then you're more likely to increase pressure that would cause schita. So that's something to keep in mind, that that phenomenon is going to be relevant as well. Yeah.
There's another case that's bothering me.
Just one more thing. The Dirshu says that our cups today, Reb Nissim Karelitz, says that should be a problem, that still qualifies as kosos tsaros. However, he points out that the general opening of the kos is when it qualifies kosos tsaros. It's when, as you pointed out, you go deep inside. But nidmeli, that as the Piskei Tshuva says, that every case is different. Every case needs to be assessed differently based on the towel, based on the item that you're drying. But you definitely have to be careful that if it's a psik ratio, that it's going to squeeze out. So in such a case, it will be a problem. And more than that, if there is any significant likelihood that it will be sochet, then it will be part of the Iser Derabanan of Mishum De'asi Lidei Schita. So anything that has a likelihood of Lidei Schita, one should not use V'chatchila based on the Din Derabanan. There was a question.
Yeah, so let's say there's a towel that normally you're makbid to keep clean, right? And there's a spill that's not going to cause, not going to be asur lidei schita. So according to Sif Yud Aleph, can you clean up the spill? Let's say it's.
I would say that it would depend. If it's a dirty spill, then ein hachnami, that would be problematic, because if it's something that you would normally be likely to clean, so then that would be a problem. However, if it's not going to make it dirty, then in such a case it would be okay. The one issue where it gets more complicated that we have to leave for another time would be what happens if it's a white towel and you have a colored wine and grape juice and so on. So that the Dirshu actually raises over here. Okay, I'll pull it out again. Let's see. The Dirshu points out that the poskim say in regards to tzoveya, that's derech lichluch, and that's not going to be a problem in terms of chash of tzoveya.
Even non-disposable.
So Rav Yoshev said that that's only in a place where the derech is to mechabes the beged immediately after mekanchem bo asalichluch, that we make the gzera in our case. But over there, the derech is not to be mechabes at biyad, so then it would be okay. So I think what Rav Yoshev is pointing out is that when it comes to lakula, when it comes to mud, if a person will be cleaning off mud, so the next thing he would do after cleaning off the mud off his hand, he would then go wash off the towel. However, it's just because a person's towel got a little bit colored, so then in such a case, he doesn't go immediately and wash it out. That's interesting.
Most people just leave it till the next time they do laundry.
Say mechamin to Rav Yashu's pshat. That's what the Dirshu quotes from Rav Yashu. Yashu Koyach.
That's a big... That's